Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Welcome back, everyone. So excited you're listening to my Tidbit Thursday podcast, specifically regarding immigration on the Canadian Prairies. In today's episode, we are going to cover the most important aspect of career development in Canada, and that is a brief insight into what employers look for in their employees, no matter your background or position. While some may call this Canadian experience, it is actually known as essential skills. There are 9 essential skills that the Canadian workforce focuses on, but for today's episode, I have selected the top 4 skills I believe employers constantly discuss with me when it comes to new Canadians and the skills I can help my clients further develop and understand. So, my friends, if there was a podcast to listen to about the Canadian skills you should be developing or showcasing to potential Canadian employers, then this is the one for you. So to start, we need to understand what are essential skills. And essential skills, simply put, are competencies that help you obtain a job or develop your career further in a quickly changing Canadian workforce. They help you get a job, progress at your current job, or even change jobs. The skills also help you become an active member of your community and succeed in learning. Now, full disclosure, everyone, the one thing that everyone needs to know is that skills or essential skills benefit everyone. Canada's employers look for these skills in Canadians who have lived here all of our lives and those who have just arrived in our country. Now, as a practicing career consultant for the past 12 years, these are skills that are non-negotiable, meaning that those who are successful in the Canadian workforce have learned these traits and implement them in their daily lives. So let's get to these 4 essential skills you can start developing for your future career in Canada. The first skill and most important one that Canadian employers look for is adaptability. Adaptability is your ability to achieve or adjust goals and behaviors when expected or unexpected changes occur by planning, staying focused, persisting, and overcoming setbacks. For example, we use this skill to change work plans to meet new deadlines, learn how to work with new tools, and improve our skills through feedback. So why is adaptability the most important skill in Canada? Well, I'm sure like all other countries, major changes in Canadian society, such as technology, working from home, and now COVID-19, are affecting how we work, live, and learn. So this requires us to constantly adapt and to change. Strong adaptability skills will help you deal effectively with change and to learn new skills and behaviors when needed. Stay focused on our responsibilities and goals and not give up when situations are difficult. They will help us stay positive and manage the stress that can come from changing in the workplace, community, and even our life at home. Here's a great example of how I would show adaptability. In my cover letter, or if I made it to the interview, I would provide a prospective employer a time when I had to be adaptable. So, as an example, previously I was delivering a project where we had a social media platform to promote an initiative. When this social media platform did not meet our target market, I quickly learned a new social media platform. The point being is that I quickly learned it and I was adaptable to the situation and I did not quit. So from an employer's perspective, that is an asset. The second most important skill a Canadian employee should demonstrate is the ability to collaborate. Collaboration is your ability to contribute and support others to achieve a common goal. For example, at work, we use this skill to provide meaningful support to team members while completing a project. Why is collaboration important? Today, people are connected within communities and throughout our provinces and territories. Our workplaces are more diverse, and many jobs require us to work with others from different backgrounds and cultures to complete tasks and solve problems. It is important to be able to work respectfully with people who have different professions, experiences, cultures, and backgrounds. Collaboration skills help you to perform better as a team by understanding how to support and value others, manage difficult interactions, and contribute to the team's overall work and success. Strong collaboration skills help you build and maintain a positive relationship with others. It could be at work, in school, or in other parts of your life. This would also be a great skill to demonstrate to a Canadian employer. You could do this by ensuring you provided your IELTS test in your application and provide them with an example on how you accomplished this goal by working with a group of volunteers, students, or at work. Employers in Canada love to see people working together, and letting them know that you can do this will assist or perhaps advance you in the process. The third and my favorite skill of the four I'm briefly going over today is communication. Communication is your ability to receive, understand, consider, and share information and ideas through speaking, listening, and interacting with others. For example, we use this skill to listen to instructions, serve customers, and discuss ideas. Strong communication as a skill is very important as it helps you share information in a way that others can clearly understand. You also need strong communication skills to listen, to pay attention to, and understand others. In all jobs, communication skills are important for developing good working relationships with coworkers and clients, including those from different backgrounds and cultures. You also need these skills to work effectively in a team, understand a variety of viewpoints, and to gather and share information while problem solving. Whether at work in your daily life, practicing one of Canada's official languages, English or French, will assist you to achieve your communication goals. Now, you can do this and show an example of how you understand the importance of strong communication by submitting a well-written cover letter with a strong resume. It will show the employer that you have the basic or even great understanding of writing skills as well as comprehension. Anyone can write down their education, where they worked, but how you do this is key. As previously mentioned in one of the podcasts, just look up jobbank.ca. They have lots of great examples. And oh yes, another inside secret into resumes and a little off topic is do not write your birthday or send a picture of yourself when applying. This is not typical, nor required, or should be expected from an employer. An employer needs to make their decision based off your skill set, experience, and education, not how old you are and not what you look like. Okay, so let's get back to the fourth and final skill set of the podcast. This competency is known as creativity and innovation. So to simply define that, it is your ability to imagine, develop, express, encourage, and apply ideas in ways that are novel, unexpected, or challenging existing methods and norms. For example, we use this skill to discover better ways of doing things, developing new products, and deliver services in a new way. Creativity and innovation skills are extremely helpful as they allow you to come up with new, unique, or outside-the-box ideas, or to approach something differently than you have in the past, both at work and outside of work. A curious mindset that finds inspiration from a broad range of experiences and perspectives helps develop creativity and innovation. Employers are increasingly seeking people who can apply creativity and innovation skills to their work in increasingly diverse settings and to come up with new solutions or approaches to tackling those challenges. I am sure as a newcomer or prospective immigrant to Canada, you would be able to address this in a cover letter. Now, with strong creativity and innovation skills, you can also support and inspire others to develop their own creativity and innovation. If you have done any research on Canada, you will know we are very creative, funny, and innovative people. So this skill, I feel, is a natural amongst most of us who live in the Great White North. Now, I intend to, in the next coming months, expand on these essential skills and give further specific insight on how you could put these skills into action, be it on paper to find a job in Canada, or once you're working in Canada. Again, you may hear people say that Canadian work experience is an asset or requirement, but if you can demonstrate to employers concisely and clearly how you fit their business with essential skills mentioned, you will be farther ahead than those who do not. As a Canadian and employer myself, I do know that the four skills, being adaptable, acting collaboratively, possessing strong communication skills, as well as demonstrating creativity and innovation, gives you a strong understanding of what employers are looking for in Canada. My final piece of advice is I encourage you to do a Google search on Essential Skills Canada, and you will find numerous articles, skills assessments, websites, and even skills training that will enhance your knowledge on this very important career topic. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at podcast@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left and wheat fields to my right. And I will roam these dusty country roads. I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time, time it takes to pass my past and just live and be glad for what I have.